Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update on Kaya 959.
Bringing you Kaya Biz this week, standing in for Google, Sumitra Naidu is in the house. We've spoken about the political implications because obviously this is the biggest news this morning. But tell us about the business implication of the VAT increase being withdrawn.
Yeah, morning, Cs, where, you know, just as all the notices were coming in from service providers letting you know that prices are going up from the 1st of May, exactly a week from today, in pops a statement from the Treasury saying it's not going ahead. That will stay at 15%. And of course, you know, as you said, still no news as to what deal was made behind closed doors. We also don't know where the money will come from to fill this gap. There's like a 75 billion rand gap that needs to be filled over the next 3 years. But there's plenty of sighs of relief coming in from all quarters this morning. The finance minister, of course, will have to submit a revised version of the appropriation bill and division of revenue bill in a few weeks. And, you know, we've been talking about this over the last couple of days and just the cost implications for having put this this measure in place to lift VAT, you know, if it had to come into play next week. And banks, you know, all institutions, all service providers, all had to outlay quite a bit of money in order to make this happen. Now all of that is going to have to be scrapped. But I think at the end of the day, people are very relieved that this VAT hike is not going ahead.
Yeah, no, definitely. I guess another source of relief is the fact that inflation is down to pretty decent levels, I should say, the lowest in 5 years. But if you look at what the central bank always says, it seems like it's a moving target. At a point like this, you'd expect interest rates to get cut. Is that what we're going to see?
Absolutely. This is what we are hoping for. And it does suggest, I mean, consumer inflation coming in at 2.7% for the month of March. That was down from 3.2% in February. It is a big drop. It's the first drop in 5 months. And it's the biggest drop, as you said, in 5 years. And we saw inflation, that inflation number being pulled down by lower fuel prices. The fuel index was down 8.8%. However, you know, while this does provide some room for the Reserve Bank to cut rates, because it's also below their target of 3 to 6%, there's still so much of concern about what's happening in the world, more especially with the US tariffs. The bank may hold back for a little longer, but most economists are saying at least 2 cuts this year, but maybe later this year. So he may just hold off for a little longer.
Yeah, I mean, that is his temperament. It's most likely going to go that way. What are the markets looking like, though?
Well, Asian shares mixed this morning, still digesting Trump's slightly easier tone towards China. You know, we saw that backtracking push stocks up, U.S. markets closing off on a high note overnight. And that positive sentiment filtered through into our markets yesterday. We also had stunning results from Capitec coming through, those shares gaining over 7% on the day after the bank posted a 30% jump in headline earnings. Sadly, those gains were overshadowed by a 30% slump in Aspen shares. It was phenomenal. It was an incredible loss for the pharmaceutical company. And that was after it said that it could lose over 2 billion rand from a cancelled contract. So that left the JSE a touch weaker on the day. We ended at 89,846 points. The rand, though, held steady. The rand trading this morning still around that 1860 level at 1866 against the dollar, 24.76 against the pound, 21.16 against the euro. We are seeing the gold price lose more ground, over 3% lower at $3,323 an ounce.
Thank you very much. That's Sumitra right there bringing you business news and obviously staying in for Google this week on Kaya Biz.
Business update on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.